Bankruptcy Judge Susan Kelly held a hearing on a request by the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese to do a statistical analysis of clergy abuse claims. The church has been battling allegations from attorneys for abuse victims that sealed court records show there are 100 more church employees who committed abuse than previously known, and that there were at least 8,000 instances of sexual abuse. The judge denied the church's motion, but Archdiocese Chief of Staff Jerry Topchewski says the church is okay with that.
Even though she denied our motion to share more information, she in essence made our point for us by saying it's not true. There is no public safety concern.
Topchewski says the Archdiocese has already sent the Milwaukee District Attorney the name of any still alive abuser discovered during the bankruptcy case. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests insists there's still a potential safety crisis.
What you can say is that if you've had an individual that has used the priesthood or working in the church to assault and rape a child at any time in the course of their lifetime, and they've never been prosecuted, they've never been brought to justice, they've never been in treatment, that there is a legitimate concern and, yes, a crisis about where those individuals are and what they're doing right now.
Isley is again calling on Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen to meet with the victims group and launch an investigation into the additional sex abuse claims. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.